Welcome to the Stop Panicking Virtual Summit, brought to you by today by the Public Speakers Association. I'd like to introduce Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you. The sink in my hospital room baffled me. The keyboard at the nurse's station silenced me. And then an elevator button pushed me back to reality. My friends, have you ever had an unwelcome revelation about yourself? This describes a day in the hospital when I discovered that I was totally blind, hearing impaired, and sitting in a wheelchair, totally blind and hearing impaired. It was an unwelcome revelation about myself. A revelation that I did not welcome. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Drew Hunthausen. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I can't believe it is already fall. It's September. It's incredible to me. I think in the midst of life's journey, we all have endings, as well as new beginnings, something that we all experience. And hopefully the bad things end quickly and the new things, not so much. But the question I think for all of us is what is gonna be the new that replaces a certain ending? And as I said, it's already September, and though I am sad to see summer go. It was a wonderful summer, a little bit hot. I'm excited for what's coming, what this new year is going to bring, the new beginnings, what it's going to do for me in my business and my personal life. And I love the theme for today. It's stop panicking. Because I'm going to talk a little bit later about something that just happened to me that I had to really get myself not to panic about. In my business and in my personal life, there are certain essentials, certain things that I have learned and that I teach that help me, that help bring birth to successful new beginnings. I have experienced many very tough endings as well as some great new beginnings in my own life. And what I have learned is that all of us, all of you, have a choice to make every single day when you get up in the morning. What kind of day do you want to have? What kind of new beginnings do you want to give birth to? Good ones, ones filled with joy, gratitude, or ones dictated by regret, excuses, just because it's really up to you. And as I go into my story, I want you to think about your own life. What are some of the endings that you've experienced, bad or good? And what are new beginnings that you've already experienced or that may be on the horizon? Because they are coming. And it's hard, but we have to learn to stop panicking. Back in 1998, I was a healthy 11-year-old kid, loving life. I had two wonderful parents, a younger sister, Chelsea, older brother, Scott. Well, in February of that year, I somehow contracted bacterial meningitis and went into a 3-month coma. I went from that healthy kid, loving life, playing baseball and golf, to one who spent all that time in that coma near death. When I woke up, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, too weak to even sit up. not to mention scared to death. I was panicking for sure. Well, since then, I've gone from that kid to an inspirational speaker, best-selling author, triathlete, and it's been a journey. But I believe that we are all on our own journey. And I would also like to say, I think metaphorically, I myself, I'm physically blind, but I think all of us, in a way, are journeying blind because we don't know what's coming next. We don't know what's in their future. We just have to have faith and keep moving forward. One of the biggest things I've learned in my own life and witnessing that of others is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But with the grace of God and the help of others, it is one that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and love. I think that a big part of that is that when we can learn to keep moving forward and learn essentials of what's going to help us in our lives, we can stop panicking. As I just mentioned, I got sick in 1998. I was in the hospital for 3 long months, and about 10 days into my hospital stay, the doctors came and told my parents that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Now, I don't know firsthand, but I'm sure my parents were panicking a little bit at that time. Well, as you can see, or I guess as you can hear on this virtual summit, that I didn't die, and I'm not a vegetable on a feeding tube. The doctors were wrong. But when I did wake up, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, and unable to even sit up by myself, as I mentioned. It took me 7 long years of physical therapy and hard work just to get back to a fraction of where I am today. I can remember that first summer after I came home from the hospital. So I came home in July, laying night after night, crying myself to sleep. I didn't know what the heck was God had in store for me. What was a blind, hearing impaired person who was stuck in bed supposed to do with his life? I definitely was panicking. Well, that was 20 years ago. It's still hard for me to believe that 20 years have passed since I got sick, since I was that weak, sick little kid, lying helplessly in bed, crying myself to sleep, panicking. I had no clue what was going on, what was going to be my future. And today, it's looking back, it's just so hard to imagine that I'm here speaking on a virtual summit, that I'm a motivational speaker, that I've gotten into triathlons, and I love to run, bike, and swim. Well, saying all of that, something happened to me about a week and a half ago that made me panic a little bit, made me a little bit scared and very disappointed. I was in my bare feet in the downstairs of my house. I was walking to the bathroom, and lo and behold, I found out afterwards, of course, that my sister's dog loves to sleep in front of the bathroom, like the doorway of the downstairs bathroom. And I guess every other time she's heard me coming and moves out of the way. Well, this time, I guess I must have been very stealthy. And I tripped over her and landed on the side of my right foot. And I didn't know at the time. It was painful. But later, I found out when the pain really set in, and after I'd gone to the doctor to get the x-ray, that I broke my foot. That was not something I had planned. And I can remember thinking, just sitting down, and I had a big sigh, because I had all these plans for September, October, and November. I had several triathlons planned, several runs that I was going to do with my sister. I had a long 3-day bike ride that I had planned as a big fundraiser for an amazing organization that I support, the Challenge Athletes Foundation, that was from north, where I live in Orange County, California, and it was up north going down to San Diego. All of those things were no longer possible, because the doctor says it's going to take probably 3 months to heal. So I have this fancy boot on my foot right now that goes all the way up to my knee, and that's my condition for quite a while, just hobbling around on that, and in a wheelchair, because I can't use crutches, since I'm not able to see either. I'd have to stay off my foot as much as possible. But I wanted to ask you, in your personal life or in your business, have you ever had something happen that was totally unexpected, that brought a huge wave of disappointments? Maybe it left you with something that you could no longer look forward to doing. Like for me, it was my triathlons and my bike rides and my running and all those things. How did you react to that? What was your response? And how long did it take you to come to terms with that, if you ever did? And one of the things that I've been able to do, really thinking about it and writing about it, is that yes, I broke my foot. Yes, I definitely was panicking for quite a while. But there are still, I have to make adjustments, but there are still things I can do. The first thing I did was I had some talks coming up, and I had to figure out, it's going to be just a little bit different. My voice still works. I was just going to have to deliver my presentations from a wheelchair. It was still doable. And I also have to figure out, what was I going to do now that I couldn't, my exercise regimen was out the door for the next few months. So how was I going to compensate? It wasn't over for me. It was just figuring the way I was going to do things a little bit different. It was just part of my journey that we're all on, as I mentioned earlier, journey and blind. I'm going to say it again, that the hand we are dealt is never the one we had imagined for ourselves. I definitely didn't imagine it. I hadn't planned to break my foot. But how can I use that to my advantage? Use that to move forward. Life is like a novel with many chapters. As one comes to an end, whether it's good or bad, a new one starts fresh, just you know, endings and new beginnings. That's what's beautiful about life. You might have an ending, something that you think is a closed door. Well, not too long later, a door might open even wider than it was before. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, when I first came home from the hospital, I remember those night after night crying myself to sleep, wailing out to God, what the heck am I supposed to do with my life now? Totally blind, hearing impaired, unable to even sit up or move. The miraculous thing that happened, and it wasn't an exact answer, but when I woke up in the morning, I didn't know, I wasn't healed, I couldn't see, I still had a hearing impairment, but what was different was that even though I was stuck there, I knew that God had a plan for my life. I knew that I had a purpose, that there was a reason why I was still alive. And an extension of that, for you, for all of us, every day when we get up in the morning, all of us have a choice to make. What kind of day do we want to have? What kind of future do we want to have? Do we want to have a day filled with promise, or one dictated by regrets, excuses? And it's all up to us. And it's really the way we think about it, the choices we make. It's even backed up by science. There's been studies done that show the way that we think, the way that the self-talk, it expands into our lives, and it's a beautiful thing. One of the things that I learned and do every day now when I get up in the morning, I call it the 5-5 exercise, to get my brain going, but also to ensure that I have a day that's going to be one by design rather than default. And it's gratitude, which is so powerful. And I take a piece of paper, or I do it on my computer, and make a list and write down 5 things that I am grateful for or thankful for in my life. Often my family, the opportunity I have to be on this telesummit, despite my broken foot, the wonderful supportive family that I have that's allowing me still to live a normal life. I'm so grateful for those things. And then I switch gears. And in another column, I write down 5 things that I want to attract into my life, maybe goals that I have or things that I am praying for. And for me today, it was that my foot heals up as quickly as possible, but as well that pray for new opportunities despite or in spite of my broken foot, then maybe opportunities or time that I'm spent doing other things that I wouldn't normally have done. So I write those things down. It doesn't matter if they are big things or small things. The important thing is just to do it. And each day, it gets easier and easier. What this exercise has done for me, and what I believe it will do for you, is it helps you to focus on what you are grateful for, what you want, rather than the problems or than the things that you don't want. It's a law of attraction, which I believe in so heartedly that it is so true. Good things are going to come. Good new, positive new beginnings as well as those endings. But we need to keep moving forward, keep putting one foot in front of the next. One of my favorite quotes of all time by a guy named Harold Thurman Whitman says, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what will make you come alive, and go and do that." But because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. And I just love that. Go out there and figure out, what is it that makes you come alive? What makes you excited? What makes you, what puts that smile on your face? And go and do that, because that, if that's a passion you have, it's probably something you have a talent for, or something that you're good at. And it also, I mean, it might be, we all face challenges. We all face challenges in our life. We all make excuses. But what the only thing that those excuses do is they hold us back. The only thing that panicking does when we panic is it holds us back. And of course, we all make excuses. We all say things like, "I'm too old. I'm not smart enough. I'm too slow. I'm disabled." Whatever it is. But what I've discovered is that eliminate those excuses just helps us discover our true gifts, our true talents, our true God-given things that we can all do. Well, my friends, the good news that I have discovered is that we all have those talents. We all have those things that we can excel at. And when we can focus on not panicking whatever happens in our lives, whether it's a broken foot or whether it's a setback in your business, it will help. It will enable you to keep moving forward with your lives. And I want to repeat it again, as I said, that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But with the grace of God and the help of others, it is one that we can learn to play with joy, peace, and love. My friends, we all have influence in this world, amazing influence. And our influence can be like a pebble thrown, a ripple on the water, that ripple expands out to our friends and family, and even to the ends of the earth. Your influence is incredible. And my friends, whether you have a broken foot or not, stop panicking and always remember that the best is yet to come. I do have a gift for all of you. It's my guide, The 5 Keys to Living a No Excuses Life, filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it by going to drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS, the word inspirations.com. I would love to hear from you, and any feedback you have on my talk today, or any questions you have about panicking or about me personally. I would love to hear from you. You can find me. There's a comment place when you get my free guide on my website, inspirations.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. I'm all over social media. And if you think I might be a good fit to speak at an event or something, you know, that's coming up, please go to bookdrew.com and you can find out more information about my speaking there, and also refer people to my website, same place. If anybody has any questions for me, I'll be on for a few more minutes, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you.